Haskell, Street, Helena, California, December 18, 1908. Elder Haskell Box, 597, Oakland, California. Dear Brother Haskell, during the night after I spoke in the Berkeley Church, I was shown how greatly God loves His children. I saw that although some of the church members at Berkeley had acted unworthily, yet by humble repentance and the exercise of faith, they might still know the Lord as their surety and their salvation. If they would fear the Lord and trust in His mercy, continuing firm in their repentance, they would be forgiven, renewed by grace, clothed with the righteousness of Christ, and conformed to His image. Christ desires to see His likeness reflected in every renewed soul. Those who continue humble, meek, and lowly in heart, He will make laborers together with God. Representations were made to me showing how greatly our physicians and ministers and teachers need a development of Christian character, that they may properly represent the love of God to a fallen world. They are to speak the word of God from hearts melted in tenderness. Pure and unadulterated truth must always meet the elements of unsanctified profession. There will always be those who claim to be doing God's service who are serving Him not. Those who are blinded by erroneous opinions are to be treated with gentleness, yet labored with faithfully, that their minds may be undeceived. Saving truth must be repeated over and over again. If these deceived souls can be convinced of their errors and converted, what rejoicing there will be in the heavenly courts! Those who minister the word of God to the people are to remember that they are dealing with souls for whom Christ has died, and that they must meet the record of any unfaithfulness in the judgment. It is not merciful or just to allow a course of deception to be practiced upon human minds. Satan will surely use erroneous theories to deceive and confuse minds, and we cannot pass by these errors and be guiltless before God. Patiently and in a spirit of meekness and gentleness, yet with a firmness that cannot be misinterpreted, we are to reprove wrong and to teach professed believers to adorn the doctrine of Christ our Savior. We must expect to meet all classes of minds. But when you are falsely spoken of, remember that the Prince of Life passed through the same experience. Let ministers, physicians, and teachers take a straightforward course, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evil doers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. 1 Peter 2, verse 12. If Christ could consent to suffer so much in order to save souls, should we not manifest patience and gentleness and long-suffering in dealing with the perishing? The words were spoken, "Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye might inherit a blessing." 1 Peter 3, verse 8, 9. Nevertheless, we are to be faithful in reproving wrongdoing. This God requires of every one of His laborers. In the large assemblies, there are those who will be reached by words that tell of God's pardoning mercy and His matchless love, and these in turn will be the means of enlightening others in regard to the love of God. The Lord rejoices over the one repenting soul. He alone can measure the influence for good that one soul can be in drawing others to the foot of the cross. If the worker's labors are prompted by devotion to God and a desire to see souls saved for His kingdom, the Lord will impress them with words to speak that will represent His grace and love. And through the aid of the Holy Spirit, souls will be convicted and converted. Their words will inspire faith and hope in the heart, and large numbers will be blessed with the light of truth and be led to rejoice in the mercy and love of God. The Lord rejoices when simplicity marks the words and works of His ministers. He would have his followers copy his own example of true simplicity, and thus magnify his name. It is said regarding his instruction, the common people heard him gladly. Mark 12, verse 37. So today, he would have ministers and teachers use words that all, even the most ignorant, can understand. We need more of the love of Christ expressed in our lives for the souls perishing all around us. Christ looks upon these souls not as they are in themselves, but as they may be if they will surrender themselves to Him in sincerity, as did the thief on the cross. In the hour of His greatest suffering, Christ responded to the prayer of the penitent thief with the word, "Verily, I say unto thee today, thou shalt be with me in paradise." Luke 23, verse 43. The Son of God gave His life that He might uplift and ennoble all who will repent of their sins, accept His mercy, and trust in His power to save.